The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, as you know, artificial intelligence has become ingrained in all aspects of life, from search engines, online shopping, or the creation of CVs. But politicians, both at home and abroad, are increasingly starting to write speeches with the help of ChatGPT. And one politician who has admitted to this is Fergal Dennehy, the Lord Mayor of Cork and Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork City South West. He joins me on the line now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much.
Now, you weren't kind of discovered doing this. You are a self-confessed user of ChatGPT.
Well, yeah, I suppose the context of this story, Pat, really is yesterday we were at the launch of Cloud CAX, a new supercomputer named after George Boole, of course, from UCC, where the Jerry Sweeney, the CEO of the company, actually put his thoughts into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT produced a speech, which I was asked to read. And at the beginning of the speech, we did say this has been generated by the bot. And Jerry himself said later on as well, you know, just to show what the computer can actually do. But I wouldn't like to take it out of context, that. For me, look, I'm involved in community for over 30 years. I understand the issues in community. With the charity regulator, the fact that community volunteers are now directors, I don't need a speech for an event like that. Likewise, yeah. I'm involved in the Tolka Boxing Club, one of the founding members back in 2013. I know the work that's involved in running an organisation. I wouldn't need to write a speech for that. I can speak off the cuff on many, many issues. And I guess probably maybe 10% of the time I'll be asked to speak at an event where that I wouldn't fully understand. And I'll use AI as a scaffolding, maybe to just put some bits and pieces together. But for me, it is important that I would have my own perspective on something and my own input.
Now, because you know the things on the ground. But just as we were talking there, I didn't know you were going to mention the Tolka Boxing Club. So I just asked AI to write me a little speech. So tell me how I'm doing. Friends, family and boxers of the Tolka Boxing Club, it's an honour to stand here today to celebrate what makes this club so special. Since 2013, Tolka Boxing Club has been more than just a place to train. It is a pillar of our community. We are a voluntary, non-profit organisation that thrives on passion and dedication. Looking around, I see the results of years of hard work, from the coaches who give their time freely to the boxers young and old, who bring unmatched intensity to every session. Boxing here is about building differently. It's about building discipline in the gym, respect for opponents, and resilience in life. Whether you're training for a county championship like our amazing representatives in the Munster and national levels, or training for fitness, you are part of a family that supports one another. What do you think?
A couple of words there, Pat, I wouldn't use. You know, and again, I think that is exactly the point. You know, if I read what you just read out to, you know, the people in my community that know, they'll know.
Okay, Fergal, can I read you?
Why did you go to ChatGPT there? Why didn't you put your own perspective? And actually, what you just read, we had a breakfast for the Cork County Boxing Board recently where we acknowledged some volunteers. And I probably spoke for 10 minutes with no script. Maybe occasionally I'll write down a name or two just, you know, that you wouldn't forget somebody.
Now, but can I read you?
What you read there actually outlines the issue, I think, with ChatGPT.
I want to read you a little bit more to give credit to some individuals, and you can tell me whether this is misplaced or not. A massive thanks to the coaches Andrew Thornton and Kieran Lingwood, whose efforts, recognised by the county board, are the backbone of this club. Is that a fair assessment?
That's actually the event that I was speaking about there. That was when the Cork County Boxing Board acknowledged Andrew and Kieran there on Saturday week for the work.
So it's interesting. It's bang up to date, really, in that sense. that it mentions those two individuals.
It is up to date in that sense, but it's not the words that I would use, and nor would I require ChatGPT to lend me assistance in that instance. You know?
But I'm just wondering, if I was invited down by the Toker Boxing Club to give a little speech and I gave that, they'd probably think that was okay for a fella from Dublin.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I guess this is where I was coming from at the outset of the conversation, that there, you know, Pat Kenny coming down to the Toker Boxing Club, which is an incredible club and incredible coaches and volunteers, like you said, yeah, it would give you a good idea of it. And I guess for me, maybe 10% of the time I will go attend an event that I'm, like Pat Kenny coming down to the Toker Boxing Club, don't fully understand it, and yeah, I use ChatGPT, but I will do my own work on that as well. I'll do my own research, because I have in the past used ChatGPT and found it to be not factually correct, because ChatGPT will gather all available online resources, and not all those online resources are reliable. So you do need to work. But I think I guess what I was saying yesterday, from an efficiency point of view. So if we take the speech that I gave yesterday at the Cloud CIX, it was 716 words. Now, ChatGPT this morning taught me that the average person types 25 to 35 words per minute. I'm probably at the 25 category there, Pat. Mm-hmm. That would have taken me 30 minutes.
Just to type it, never mind compose it.
Just without putting thought into it. Exactly. I mean, if I knew exactly what I was talking about yesterday, it was quite complex in terms of what they were doing. But, like, the typing alone would have been 25.
I'm just wondering, though, is there a danger? I mean, if I went down and gave that speech to the Toker Boxing Club, about which I know nothing. Now, if I was genuinely going, I would do my research. That's what I do if I'm doing something like that. But you're asked to use words like, you know, the CIX, Cloud CIX. It supports Linux and Windows servers via KVM and Hyper-V virtualization. And it goes on in sort of technical language. Is it possible, though, that ChatGPT would put words in your mouth?
If you let it, and I guess this is the point that I've been making, that I would never leave it to that. I will never read something that I do not understand, you know. You would take the event yesterday, and there were a few words in it, to be honest, that I didn't comprehend, and I did speak to the CEO before, and there's a little bit, tell me about this, because I would personally, it's just me, I would be very uncomfortable blindly reading something off a page, Pat, that I didn't understand. Yeah. I need to kind of comprehend something. And look, and you'll find as well, if I'm reading something like that yesterday, like I did yesterday, I have my own take on it as well. You know, and one of the things in Cork we're very, very proud of is the collaboration between the private sector, city council, the two-third level institutions, MTU and UCC. And yesterday was a collaboration of all of that. So, you know, I don't need ChatGPT to tell me that.
Now you mentioned that other councillors will use ChatGPT, and you can actually spot it. So we might get to the point where, you know, one robot is writing a question for the council to be answered, and it's answered by another robot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's like the scripts that you've read there. You can tell. I can certainly tell, and I'm sure, Pat, that you can as well. And the vast majority of people who would know about the Toker Boxing Club would tell that ChatGPT wrote that script for you. You know, it's just the wording and the phrasing of it, and you can tell that, you know.
By the way, our texters, I don't think, are robots. This one: having been dropped from school's rugby, my son went off the rails. Got him into Toker Boxing Club, and it completely turned him around. Amazing club and amazing people. So thank you very much to Toker Boxing Club. That's not a robot.
That's nice to hear. And you're welcome to come down and deliver that speech anytime.
You're very good.
By the way.
Well, look, thank you very much for being so honest, because, you know, we do spot it. And I know employers are very vigilant now. They can actually spot. Maybe it's their robot is spotting the CVs that are designed by robot. But that's the world we live in at the moment. Another one says, everyone uses AI. With all this political correctness, I would draft my own email and use AI to soften or even harden an email so as not to offend. That's from a listener called Paul. And you can see that where, you know, there can be misunderstandings, and you read back the thing you've written, and you say, I wonder, now, is that a bit much, or am I, you know, whatever? And you say, soften it, please, or toughen that up a bit, and you get a result.
But it's a modern tool, and it's something that we need to get used to. But, you know, there is a caution that comes with it. You know, it does help in terms of efficiency. It does help in terms of research, certainly. I was able to tell you the average typing speed per minute. Now, I haven't fact-checked that, by the way. But, you know, it does. It gives us a lot of information, but it's something that has to be used wisely as well.
Well, thank you very much for your cautionary words of wisdom. Fergal Dennehy, Lord Mayor of Cork, Fianna Fáil Councillor for Cork City South West. Fergal, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.